Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Another quarterback situation is just going great.
Oh, my God.
Is the Chiefs' opening opponent. So hopefully this is still an issue by the time September 11 rolls around. Kyler Murray says, according to the GM, nothing has changed in terms of him being our long-term and short-term quarterback, according to Steve Keim, the general manager. But Jeremy Fowler of ESPN reports that Murray's going to be none too pleased to play under his current contract, Bob.
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean?
What does that mean? I play better, man.
Does that mean he's going to end up sitting out? League executives see the extension a little more than Derek Carr got in April, which was 3 years and almost $122 million. But it's believed he would not be happy to play under the current terms. And I say, sorry.
Sorry, pal. I mean, what has he done to earn a new contract right now? Just because you're just because you're a quarterback in the NFL.
Got off to a 7-0 start.
Doesn't mean you get paid. Doesn't mean you get a big-time contract.
Threw a terrible interception in the end zone.
And that's what everybody's mind is made up. How bad did he look in that playoff game, right? That's when you need your quarterback to be at his best. Kyler Murray was at his worst and looked like he was overmatched in a football game. I'm not paying that guy.
According to Jeremy Fowler, Kyler Murray won't be too eager to play this season under his current deal.
Okay, then don't play. Sit out. See what I can. You're not that good of a quarterback to be this guy that's going to say, you know what, I don't like my deal right now. I'm not going to play. Oh, okay. You don't, Kyler? Fine. We'll move on from you. I think Kyler Murray is a serviceable quarterback at best right now. I don't think he's anything special. I don't think he's strong. I don't think he's a leader. I need somebody that's going to be that leader, that's going to look you in the eye and say, we got 13 seconds to go. We're going to get the ball to Travis Kelce. We're going to kick the field goal. We're going to overtime, and we're going to win this football game. Kyler Murray is not that guy. If I'm the Arizona Cardinals, I'm not paying that cat either. You got to go out there and prove it on the field, man. You got to go out there and take care of business. Starting 7-0, great. It's not how you start. It's how you finish. It's a marathon, not a sprint.
I hope that situation continues to bubble.
Oh, I do too. It's going to be a compelling one to watch because he's supposed to be one of the next quarterbacks to get paid. But again, just because you play the position and your contract is coming due doesn't mean you deserve a $100 million contract, a $200 million contract, or whatever kind of money he thinks he's going to get. You haven't been that good. That's the dirty little secret. Like, people think Kyler Murray's been this great quarterback. He's been an average quarterback in the NFL. And when his team needed him the most, he ran the other way. I can't have that in my quarterback.
14 games, 3,787 yards, 24 touchdowns, 10 interceptions.
It's all right. It's nothing spectacular. It's a guy.
Five more rushing touchdowns.
That's a guy. I don't need my quarterback to have rushing touchdowns. I need him to be a leader. I need him to command the huddle. I need him to say, hey, we got
from
this.
From afar, I don't find it.
I don't see that way either. Mm-hmm. I just don't. I see a petulant child.
And one, the organization is coddled.
Very much so.
Kept under wraps. Yeah. Protect him from himself kind of thing. Really, really protective of their quarterback. It's not paying off so far.
No, and he scrubs his Instagram. That's childish. That's childish behavior.
So, opener for the Chiefs. Still a quarterback question. And again, thank you for Patrick Mahomes.
Yes, thank you every day.
For lack of quarterback controversies, for lack of quarterback things. We went through our quarterback angst. Thank you for quarterback peace. for the foreseeable future.
Well, that's what it is right there, quarterback piece. Imagine dealing with this. Imagine dealing with this every year. Oh, well, we got to pay the quarterback now. I don't know if we're going to pay the quarterback now. It becomes a distraction. The Chiefs took care of it 5 years ago. We're good
to
go.
Well, also, you know your guy can play.
Yeah.
Which some other teams aren't in that camp.
Right. You don't know if Kyler Murray can play right now. You don't know if Baker Mayfield can play right now. You don't know if Mitchell Trubisky can play right now.
Kind of don't think Baker can.
Yeah, but you don't know.
Well, I think you do. I think you've seen enough Baker to say
he did win a playoff game.
He's not our guy.
Yeah.
If he's not your guy, move on. But they're in the camp. We don't know if he's our guy. That's when you're in trouble.
That's when you're in trouble. Like, he's good, but move on.
I feel like when we leave you alone is what it is. When you escape from the safe zone, your mind wanders.
Oh, my mind wanders a lot. Yeah.
And also when you travel.
Yeah.
Because
see things.
Well, instead of me, when the wheels go up, I fall asleep on the plane.
Right.
Your mind tends to wander.
Yeah. I get bored. I fidget.
You don't watch the newest release movie.
No.
On the seat back in front of you.
Nope. Got to get a new iPhone at the end of the month. The battery's not that strong.
You get a little weird.
And here's the other thing. Because of the way that the headphone jack is now on the iPhone, you can't charge and listen at the same time unless you have the toggle. So it really screws you up, Josh.
So that's where this came from?
It actually came from Saturday night sitting in a bar watching the basketball game. And, you know, and they got a DJ that the game goes to commercial. The music comes up, you know, blah, blah, blah. And Rock and Roll Part 2 comes on. Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll Part 2. And we're sitting around and, you know, four dudes at 45 looking at each other going, damn, remember when that was a touchdown song at Arrowhead? How cool was that? And we know Gary Glitter's a piece of trash, right? We all know that. We get that. But that Rock and Roll Part 2 song and the way that like just kind of careened through Arrowhead Stadium after touchdowns was one of the coolest things that we had here, you know, in Kansas City when it came to the Chiefs was, we're going to beat the hell out of you and you. And you, and you, and you. And it got me nostalgic, right? We get nostalgic all the time, especially as we're reaching our later years in life, Josh, right? As we're closer to the finish line than we are to the starting gate. We're looking and you get nostalgic. Nostalgia sells, right? And so I started to think, we need to do a retro game at Arrowhead, right? What would be cool to see retro game at Arrowhead? Bring back Rock and Roll Number 2 for the touchdown song. We got to get the TD Pack band back and playing. I know Tony can't be with us because he's passed away, but his daughter is still around. She could be part of it. $10 parking with no cones. Just go in there and pay your $10 and park and get yourself a spot, not have the anxiety from parking at Arrowhead.
You got to let people creep across the line behind the parking spot too.
Yeah, creep the line. You make move your grill a little
bit
further.
Don't have to stay in the yellow lines.
That's exactly right. Maybe you take up two spots if you want at that part in time. Zubaz, War Paint, The Chop, like all of this stuff that we don't have that was there in the 90s that made Arrowhead that place to be. And I understand there are reasons why we don't do certain things anymore, and rightfully so. But if you're staging a retro game at Arrowhead, there are a lot of things that you could do that would be awesome. Even Start Me Up at the kickoffs. I know they still do that. It just doesn't have the same feel as it did, you know, in the 90s and the early 2000s, as we saw back in the day at Arrowhead. So what would we do for retro day at Arrowhead? Lower beer prices, I understand, would probably be a good one as well. You'd like to have something like that. So there's just like ideas that just kind of float around when you've had a couple of cocktails.
What would you want for retro day at Arrowhead? 913-576.
Starter jackets.
7610.
Yeah, starter jackets, right?
I still see those now. I don't know. Some of you are still doing retro
those
day.
Went away, you know?
Yeah. People want fountain drinks
but
back
you have to
Arrowhead.
Wear the one that you wore however many pounds ago. You have to wear that starter jacket.
The original starter jacket. Like, yeah, they're coming back. But if you have your one from the 90s, break out that son of a gun, man. Get that thing out there at Arrowhead. Guy wants to bring back fountain soda. I used to vent and sell the stuff like it was going out of style because people would bring in their own booze and pour it into the fountain sodas. Now you get a bottle of soda, right? And they don't even let you have the cap anymore.
Twist the cap. Throw it away.
Is that so they know you don't throw it, or that you know you bought it from them?
They know you bought it.
I think it's so you don't. They say so you don't throw it. So my daughters have this like this scam. They're like, oh, it's easy. You bring your own bottle of water in the game, and you keep the cap in your pocket, and they don't know that you have a cap, and then you can put the cap on the water so you don't spill it.
And then paint the end zones yellow. We know
that.
Yeah,
like,
I don't know how many times I send a picture from Arrowhead on game day now, and
people
I'll get
complain.
A comment and go, paint the end zone yellow. Every single time. Like, hey, no, I'm not in charge of painting the end zone, but yes. Everybody loves the yellow end zone, that's for sure.
Right.
We
don't want a retro day. That'd be losing in the first round. It's probably maybe it'd be a regular season game.
Yeah.
We win retro.
Yeah, you do like you know, you see it all the time at, you know, baseball games, they do like retro day or whatever. I just think it would be fun to have just everything from like 1997. Or 98. Nah, let's go. 95 or 97. Either one of those 2 years. Make it a retro day. Everything that was done on game day those years, let's bring it back and do it
People
again.
People want troughs.
Troughs in the restroom are the best, yeah. I still don't understand why the men's room at every major venue doesn't have the troughs in the bathroom. Why are we going with urinals? I mean, just put the trough in there and let everybody go. The flow of traffic is just so much better.
I mean, we can't even get a urinal here.
Everyone gets a pair of yellow tinted shooting glasses for Gunther.
That's right. Yeah,
that'd be good.
That'd
be good. Show the game on TV with 60s or 70s style cameras and old school logos.
Yeah,
that'd be fun as well.
Enberg do the game.
If you could get Dick Enberg back from right, Dick Enberg and Merlin Olsen calling the game,
Bob
would be
Trumpy.
Good. Derek Thomas back, six
running
sacks
backs
by one
with
player,
giant shoulder pads.
Oh my goodness, yes, let's do it, man. Let's load it up with the big shoulder pads and destroy people.
I used to love the sheets.
Did somebody not listen to us when we just said the Gary Glitter song at the beginning? That's the impetus of this whole thing.
Cycle on, cycle off.
The sheets that used to have the airbrush foundations for all the players that used to hang around
the whole stadium. Bring that back. Yeah.
It had a great feel to it.
You know what the foundation signs that Carl used to put up around Arrowhead Stadium I thought were really, really good.
Yeah.
It showed you were involved in the community. It showed everybody was doing something. And that was a big deal. When
you
signed
with the Chiefs,
players
want to do it.
Well, you had to do something. Yeah. That was part of Carl's deal. You're going to give back to the community.
Well, they do the shoe thing now. You know, the NFL lets you do your shoes with your cause. Okay, we'll take it one step further and let them put it on a bed sheet.
Yeah.
And it has to be done by the player.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
they have to draw it themselves. That'd be great. Casey Wolf beating up the other team's fan at the 50. Yeah.
Yeah, remember that? They used to take the Raider down and then you used to drive the RV over top of it. Yeah. We're not allowed to do that anymore. Is that too violent now in society?
Keep coming at 913-576-7610. If you were to do a retro day at Arrowhead, what would you do? The NFL vote better not be a silent one on this one. Next.
You're listening to Fesco in the Morning, brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. The show first to breaking news in Kansas City.
So apparently, if you've pooped yourself on Lucky Charms, go to iwaspoison.com.
610 Sports Radio.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Stuff coming in like just right now from the 303. 90s retro. Do you really want to see nothing on 3rd and 15 but a draw?
That's true.
That was so 90s. But that wasn't just here. That was the entire NFL at that point in time. Everybody had one complaint about their team that was similar. 3rd and 15, you knew they were running a draw.
Can't risk the chance of throwing it.
Right. Don't want to do that.
Todd McNair or Kimble Anders in the flat, you knew it was coming.
You knew it was coming. A little screenplay or a draw. Now Patrick Mahomes goes 3rd and 15, let's go get the first down. Yeah, right?
Not,
the game
you're not
has
pushing
changed.
That ball down the field.
3rd and 15, if you're on defense, you're panicking, right? You are panicking right now. Oh, come on, just hold them. Please hold them. It's 3rd and 15.
3rd and 15 is better.
Yeah, because when we were raised, you know, in the 90s and the late 80s, early 90s, 3rd and 15 was a free play for the defense because the offense was just handing it off and trying to set up a, well, let's get a couple of yards back and put ourselves in better punting position was always what the coaches would say. Now 3rd and 15, let's go up over the top, try to get 40.
This from listener Scott. Benny Thompson peeing on opponents like a dog after he makes special teams tackles.
Yes.
Bring that back. I really love that.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah. Let me
really
tailgate during the game. We used to bring a TV, and if we couldn't find tickets cheap, we just sit from the parking lot and watch.
Yeah. There's security things.
Yeah.
I get it.
You got me going nuts in my
retro
car at 7:15. Bring back this song.
Retro day. You could stay in the parking lot if you want. I don't know if that comes up as a promotion or not, though.
Yeah.
Here's retro day. Stay in the lot. Come in or don't.
Yeah.
Or
people used to do it all the time. But like I've said, we were watching the Heat Celtics game in Miami on Saturday night in the sports bar, and the game would go to break and Rock and Roll Number 2 came. I'm like, God, I miss this song. I really do. There was nothing better than everybody in the crowd pointing and chanting, and we're gonna beat the hell out of you and you and you and you and you and your mom. Like, it was just, it was great. It was fun, man. That was so much fun. And it was just cool. It's goosebumps just thinking about it right now. Retro day. Bring it back, baby.
Dick Vermeil does the post game and cries one more time.
I do like that one, yes.
I don't mind that one either.
I do like that, yeah.
If this is voted upon, they have to do this publicly, don't they?
I would imagine you need to do this publicly because anybody who votes no should be taken away as well.
Like, let us know what your decision is. Have this like a public forum.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, they're starting to line up votes to oust Daniel Snyder.
Who's doing this? Like, which owner is going around with like a notepad taking down notes and taking down names of who would be on the side? And if you're an owner that's not on the side of getting rid of this dirtbag, what does that say about you?
Jarrett Bell of USA Today reports one team owner told him, quote, "We are counting votes." Implying owners are considering an ouster of Snyder's ownership, which would require 24 votes to force a sale of the organization.
Are you telling me they can't get there? The thing that is despicable about all this, though, is that the owners weren't going to take a vote to oust him until they realized he was cheating all of them out of money, too. And he had two different books that he was cooking. One that he was presenting to the league, and then the real one where he was not divvying up his portion of the money properly that had to go to the other 31 owners. And so he was basically skimming off the top and cheating out the other 31 owners. And that's what made them want him to sell the team. Not the fact that he had, you know, all kinds of sexual harassment things going on in the office and it was a scumbag situation, place to work. None of that made the owners want this guy out. Oh, you're stealing our money? Well, we got to get rid of him now.
Yeah. Quote, there's a feeling, a sense of disappointment amongst the owners that I talk to. I don't talk to all of them, but owners who come to the meetings and are active, that he wasn't suspended, one team owner told Bell. Disappointment that Commissioner Roger Goodell did not act stronger. So they're lining up votes possibly to force him out in Washington.
Good. They should, man. They
again,
should.
That should be, they should televise that.
They really should. What does the like Mr. Hearings. From Dallas say? I like it like, coming out the sack.
Like hearings.
You know, what does the Mr. from Kansas City say? Out. What does the
Although
Mr.
The
from
guy
Buffalo
from Dallas,
say?
Why would you want him out necessarily? I mean, you don't any great shakes, but don't you want them to be bad?
Like, the Commanders?
They're in your division.
They are in your division, but I mean, you know, he's now stealing money allegedly from the owners, right? And you know how these guys are with a dollar, right? They'll fight you for it, right? They'll knock you down. They'll knock your grandmother down for that dollar bill on the floor. These NFL owners will. So now that they found out one of their owners is you know, allegedly taking money out the back door and not giving it to him, oh, they're all going to want his ass out, Josh. They were willing to let St. Louis fall apart as an NFL city because there was more money to be made in LA. Once the money gets into play, they don't care who you are. You gone.
There's growing, and then Bell continues. Apparently, he's been kind of talking to various owners, so it doesn't say if it's one owner or different owners. It just says one owner. Mm-hmm. You know, he's attributing quotes to without pointing to which one it is. There's growing frustration about the Washington situation and not over one issue, but over how much smoke there is. I think everybody's getting tired of it. Mm-hmm. There are some owners who believe the league would be better off with a different owner in Washington, another owner added. So,
and can anybody
like
really debate
growing.
That, though? I mean,
no.
I told you last week if there was one team I would own, it would be the Commanders because you're going to be a conquering hero when you walk in that door.
He's got so much going against that franchise right now
mm-hmm.
in all various levels that it feels like this is the perfect time you want to force somebody out.
Right. The only thing is other owners look around and go, well, maybe I'm doing some of this.
Well,
stuff.
That's always the one. If you are ready to jump at one, then what are you, you know,
right.
What could somebody come back onto you?
What do you have in your closet right now? Right. What skeletons you got going on right now? But I mean, this guy's a black guy for the NFL. He really is. I mean, it's time for him to go. I mean, this was a man who kept the name and refused to change the name to whatever it was from the Redskins. And then he's got the sexual harassment stuff that went on allegedly inside the organization. Now he's allegedly stealing money from the other owners. Like it's time to hit the bricks, pal. It's time for you to go. It is time to get somebody in there who can bring a different image to that team. They need a clean start there in Washington. They really do. Like, they don't even have a fan base anymore. And that used to be a great fan base back in the day. I mean, that was one of the best fan bases in the NFL. They have a terrible stadium. They have a terrible owner. They have a terrible name. They have terrible colors. Like, there's not one redeeming thing right now about that franchise. I think they need to scrub the owner. I think they need to scrub the colors. I think they need to scrub the name and just completely start over with something different there in Washington, D.C., because everything that is associated with that team right now is awful.
This guy might have an axe to grind, but it is kind of humorous. He felt like he got benched and should have been playing. But John Feliciano is an offensive lineman who played with the Bills.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's with the Giants. But he says in an interview, Bills got what they deserved in the loss to the Chiefs.
Well, go on.
Jeez. Jeez. So this guy with a little bit of maybe an extra grind, he was in the lineup that he wasn't in the lineup and was resorted to being kind of a cheerleader in the game against the Chiefs at the tail end of the season, but believes that the Bills were going through the motions.
I did what I can on the sideline. I was coaching up people. I was every time Gabe scored, I was on his hip. I was like, I'm there for you. But I mean, you can't lie. There was a part of me that wasn't like, "Oh, y'all got what y'all deserved," because you know, I feel like I would have been Honestly, when you look back at that game, there wasn't, it was like they were playing football. And there wasn't no, like, everyone was just going through the motions, as in, like, not, like, there wasn't anyone, like, challenging, like, in the face of the KC's defense, or, like, there was no attitude out there, I feel like. And I feel like that's what I bring. And I feel like potentially if there was that, it wouldn't have been such a close game.
He did an interview with Ariel Helwani. And I said, if I'd have been in there, it'd have been much different.
What is this guy talking about?
And they were just going through the motions.
Did he not watch that game? Do you know how many people in Miami this past weekend even were talking about that game? Going, that's the best football game I've ever seen. Oh, you're from Kansas City. What a great football game against the Bills. Oh, my gosh. Going through the motions is probably the last thing that would be used to describe that football game.
Well, that had a lot of emotions.
That, yeah, maybe if you're going through emotions in that game, that was arguably the best football game I've ever seen. I mean, I'm trying to think of one that was better than that game. I mean, that thing with 13 seconds left, still plenty of time for Patrick Mahomes. And then we get overtime. I mean, like, what, going through the motions is the most ridiculous thing that I heard. That sounds to me like Bitterman party of one. That wasn't, I was trying on the sidelines to hype these guys up as much as I could, but I mean, just out in the field, they're going through the motions. Going through the motions, that, I don't think anybody had anything left in them. I mean, you were even exhausted on the field after that game, and all you did was stand there. I can't imagine these guys at the end of that game and how exhausted and wiped out they were because they just put on a performance that was the greatest thing I'd ever seen. I mean, what's his name? John Feliciano?
Yeah, Jose.
Jose?
Jose Feliciano.
What did he sing? Did he sing?
Never heard of him.
Right?
Feliz Navidad.
Feliz Navidad. So I just think this guy has lost his marbles.
Well, he sang the national anthem at Dodger Stadium and then was behind the plate.
That's Enrico Palazzo.
Oh, okay. Wrong guy.
Yeah.
My bad.
Enrico. Isn't there a Jose Feliciano that was a singer?
I believe that's correct.
I'm not making that up, right?
No,
there's a Jose Feliciano, right? Yeah.
Yeah, sure. Sure there is.
B-Dub, find a Jose Feliciano song.
We'll get to one of those.
I mean, to sit there and, like, just insult everybody who played in that game on both sides, say they were just going through the motions.
Really?
Excuse me, sir?
I didn't see any of that.
Did you get knocked in the head a few times? Like, what are you missing here?
Yeah. Well, he didn't get to play. That's what was missing. Bobby Witt Jr. made a not-so-good list. We'll get to that next.
The soulful sounds of Jose Feliciano.
You know that it would be.
Keep listening to Fesco in the Morning.
Yeah, that's a great question.
Thank you.
Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967 on 610 Sports Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It may not mean nothing to y'all, but understand nothing was done for me. So I don't plan on stopping at all. I want it forever, mine, ever mine, ever mine. I shut down in the mall and selling.
More Jose Feliciano here on 610 Sports Radio.
The soulful sound.
Okay.
Of Jose Feliciano right here on 610 Sports Radio.
Did he have a hit soul song? Like, why don't I mean,
Light My Fire? Come on, baby, light my fire.
That's Elvis, isn't it?
Well, Elvis
you're
stole.
You're definitely singing it as Elvis there.
Elvis stole most of his music anyway, so.
Come on, baby, light my fire. I will say this, okay? And another unpopular opinion. I was listening to songs on the plane, right? And it's got whatever music you have downloaded and blah, blah. So I'm listening, like, these Elvis songs keep popping up. I mean, other than, like, In the Ghetto and that's about
it. Oh, you're
going
to have another Elvis take like your Beatles takes?
Yeah,
no,
I just don't think. I
can't do it. No.
I just don't think his stuff is that good.
He was a better performer than he was a singer, though. I mean,
oh, he's a great performer. Yeah. There's no question about that. But I'm listening to all these songs, and I'm like, all right, my wife may be right about this one. And she's probably listening. Like, see, I told you something. Like, how could you not like Elvis? He was so good. There are some songs that are good. Dream a Little Dream is a good Elvis song. In the Ghetto is a good Elvis song. Out of Cold and Gray Chicago Morn. Like, but like Jailhouse Rock.
Nobody did a cheesier movie than Elvis, though.
Nobody
with
did.
All the songs.
No.
Fantastic.
And then he married Lisa Marie. I mean, it was crazy, man. And It's just like the more I go back and listen to like a lot of these songs, the more I'm like, it wasn't that good, man. Like, we were judging things that were good in the 50s and 60s. So we don't have nothing to base it on back then. And so this guy came out with a guitar and shook his hips and wore a jumpsuit and did his lip thing. And, hey, baby, you're looking good. And then all, oh, Elvis. And, you know, and then Elvis has left the building and all that. Like, it was fine for then. Now music has come such a long way. There's so much better out there.
I mean, yeah, if he could have been auto-tuned, he'd have been awesome.
Like Cher?
You definitely don't want to.
You know, Jose Feliciano did make an appearance on Live from Daryl's house as well.
Did he really?
Absolutely.
Oh, I'd watch that episode then.
I'm going to check that out after. It's going to be our post-show wrap-up.
There you go. There you go. You don't want to appear on this list. Bleacher Report, although I didn't expect him to appear on this list. I figured he was going to be under the radar enough. They ranked the 10 biggest disappointments in Major League Baseball so far in 2022.
Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm.
And Bobby Witt was on their list. I was almost surprised. Like, I didn't think you were even paying attention. They list the Toronto Blue Jays. You figure there's enough stuff around the rest of baseball that you wouldn't.
Just baseball in
just
general.
Just baseball in general.
Just baseball in general,
like,
could be on this list.
It was like Toronto Blue Jays.
What's
was
the
on
biggest
there.
Disappointment in baseball in 2022? Baseball.
Yeah,
the whole
baseball.
Sport. Yeah.
You know, Cody Bellinger with the Dodgers. Okay. A big market, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Semien with the Rangers. Signed a big contract.
All right.
You know, various other things. The White Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They took two from the Yankees. They're above 500 now.
The Red Sox are on there.
They stink, yeah.
And then Atlanta's on there. So they singled out teams
mm-hmm.
and then a few players, but a few of them are kind of like stars. And they put Bobby Witt Jr. on there at number 8. The rookie was supposed to take the game by storm. And the number one prospect in baseball, it was assumed by many that Bobby Witt Jr. would make a seamless transition to the big leagues. But the Kansas City lineup has been so bad, it would take more than a phenom to save it. Witt is not helping. He's also striking out a lot while not hitting the ball very hard when he does make contact. Panicking would be an overreaction, and perhaps the disappointment stems from such heightened expectations. But Witt's performance has so far not lived up. I don't know. I may be in the minority here, but on the list of things that tick me off about this year's Royals,
Bobby Witt Jr. is not on the list.
He ain't even close.
No.
I know he's not hitting great.
215 is not good. No.
Okay.
But maybe in today's, like, I don't know how to judge baseball players anymore. Maybe 215 average is just fine for the Harvard grads.
Depends how your launch angle is. And
right. The barrel rate.
You barrel it and you hit it hard and you.
All that causing fly ball outs
and
reduce your batting average.
And if your ball would have landed out of other parks better than it would land at the K.
Right.
Which we need to stop doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stop giving me the, well, that would have been out of other parks.
Yeah.
It wasn't other parks. You hit it at the K.
Yeah. Twins didn't have a problem jacking it out of there.
Other teams don't have a problem hitting home runs at Kauffman Stadium.
At all. Was it the cold zone or the hot zone or the red zone or
the blue zone?
If I did a top 10 disappointments of the Royals, he wouldn't be on that list.
He wouldn't be on the list either. No, you'd name everybody in the bullpen, then everybody on offense.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was really surprised that he was on this national list of disappointments.
Well, I think Bobby Witt Jr. is the victim of, you know, you're a hot prospect. You better come out and hit 333 and make every play. His defense has been fantastic. He's played really good at both positions, shortstop and third base this year. I think he's done an amazing job on defense. Is his average where it needs to be? No, it's not there yet, but he's a young guy. To put it into perspective, right now, I saw this stat yesterday, and it was like, I think since 2011 to present day, Baseball America ranks their top 30 prospects every year, right? Every year they rank their top 30 prospects. From 2011 to the present day, only 30 of all of those prospects every year that they ranked had 300 or more at-bats in their first go-around at the big league level, meaning everybody got sent back down and had to kind of rebuild themselves. Look what Brady Singer did when he got sent back down. He's been unbelievable since he's come back to the big league club. Look what Mike Moustakas did when he got sent down. He kind of turned his game around a little bit. So most of the time, the majority of the time, these guys don't even get 300 bats at the big league level before they are sent back down. And that's top 30 prospects in all of Major League Baseball. So it's a big, big, big pool. And so Bobby Witt's got about 140 at bats or whatever it is. He's hitting 215. Again, I don't know how we judge baseball players anymore. That may be just fine for the guys that are crunching numbers on a computer screen somewhere in an office that's not watching the game.
No, you can hit 215 if you're hitting home run, you know.
If you're hitting a bunch of home runs, you could probably do that.
So, and it's okay if you strike out too, if you're hitting a bunch of home runs. He's just not hitting home runs and striking out.
He's not hitting home runs. But Vern said yesterday on the pregame show that his chase rate has gone way down, so he's not swinging at bad pitches out of the strike zone, and that's a good thing. The kid's making progress and moving forward, and you're kind of right about that, though. I mean, like, maybe a trip in the minors to get a little bit of confidence back is due, because it has been for everybody that's been a top 30 prospect.
I wouldn't with him. I just let him
roll.
But
with him, you just kind of just let him go,
yeah,
right?
I'm all for just letting him go. You're playing, you know, you got him playing shortstop now. Okay. Right. Gives you that glimpse of the future, blah, blah, blah. I guess I just don't have, like, let him play.
You
I
just
don't
let
really,
him go, right? Like, he's not the first guy that comes to mind when you say, what's wrong with baseball? Bobby Witt Jr.? No.
Yeah. It's not even what's wrong with the Royals.
No, it's not. Not at all. He's not the guy. I mean, and if you're saying, well, if he was hitting 270, they'd be better. Eh, you don't know that. I mean, they get nothing out of first base. I mean, Santana did have a big hit yesterday. Didn't lead to a win. Perez has been injured. You know, you're not getting a whole heck of a lot out of anybody. In Whit Merrifield doesn't do anything offensively. Nicky Lopez is not having a good year offensively. To pin it on Bobby Witt Jr. to have that, like, one of the most top 10 disappointing things in baseball at the quarter bowl of the
baseball.
Season. Like, wow. I'm more disappointed with baseball. I'm more disappointed with the baseball than I am with Bobby Witt Jr.
Like,
right?
the actual composition of the baseball.
Right. Yeah.
How it's kind of spongy.
That's exactly right. The composition of the baseball. The sticky. What, I mean, there's so many other things to be upset about with in Major League Baseball other than Bobby Witt Jr. And I still believe he's going to be just fine. You know, they gave him the day off yesterday, which was, I guess, needed to have that day off. And, you know, managers know their ball club. I was a little upset yesterday. I'm like, man, you give him a day off at home. You're going to Arizona. You could have gave him Monday off. Let him play in front of the fans. But it's Mike Matheny's job to know his clubhouse, to know his locker room, to be able to kind of have the pulse of everybody in there. And if he sensed that Bobby Witt Jr. needed a day off, he gave the guy a day off yesterday. And so you get that day off, you play tonight in Arizona, and, you know, maybe you get things moving back in the right direction from an average standpoint. But, yeah, to say he's one of the top 10 things that are wrong in baseball right now is like, wow, that's a little bit of a deep cut right there, man.
Yeah, I mean, I want him to come flying out of the gates and star. I get it. But I also wanted him to acclimate into this lineup and not have to do this. We said it from the get-go. He doesn't have to carry this lineup.
Shouldn't
have
to.
That was the belief.
Right.
He didn't have to carry this lineup. He could fit in this lineup. He could just go. You had him batting seventh, remember, for a while. Mm-hmm. Okay. And then you pushed him up in the order. Okay. But he's right there with Merrifield and Salvi. He's kind of sandwiched in there. You put him in a great spot, blah, blah, blah. I got way more things on my list in the order than I do him.
Oh, like, God, yes. Yeah.
I'm just going to let him play a little bit. Flash me some defense. Work your way through some of the hitting. He doesn't look to me to be overwhelmed.
Mm.
He's just not having a great amount of success right now. But I would be far-fetched to call it a disappointment.
I mean,
so many other disappointments on this team.
How much better would his numbers be offensively if Carlos Santana was showing up to work, or if Salvador Perez was hitting better, if Whit Merrifield was hitting better? Like, if all those guys are hitting better, then you're pitching around them and you're pitching to Bobby Witt. He's going to get better pitches. And that's why I think, you know, to get a little geeky, when Vern said his chase rate has gone way down, that is a good thing. He's starting to realize, okay, I'm going to make them throw me a good pitch before I'm going to swing at it. I'm not going to swing at things outside the zone. and that's getting him better as a baseball player. And as long as he continues to do that and continues to not chase and continues to recognize and have a feel for the strike zone, he's going to be fine. But the other guys around him are, let's go. Earn your paycheck.
I'm a little bit baffled by that one. The best kept secret on the Chiefs roster might not be a secret. Next.
This is Fesco in the Morning. Preferred 2-1 over other competing dentists. Brought to you by Santa Fe Auto Sound, your home for car audio since 1967. On 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app.
Excellent, always open for you at 913-576-7610. And as always, if you're mad about Shout It Out still, and I know you are, Steven.Sphincter at Odyssey.com. That's how you find him. Would you say the best kept secret for the Chiefs is Mecole Hardman?
No, I wouldn't think so. I think everybody knows who he is, and I wouldn't say he's the best-kept secret. He's the guy that everybody expects more from. No matter what he does, it's not enough. That's not a best-kept secret. That's a guy who, like, becomes the guy that everybody picks on a team. Every year you got that guy, it seems like Mecole Hardman has kind of fallen into that category here in Kansas City.
Yeah, kind of a strange one. Bleacher Report wrote a best-kept secret on every NFL roster. So they went through all 32 teams and said your best-kept secret is... And they listed Mecole Hardman, which was, I thought, pretty interesting. One, fantasy people know about him.
Yeah, fantasy people definitely know
about him.
So
he's definitely not, a secret there. And what have they been hiding exactly?
They're not hiding anything. Yeah, he's not a secret at all.
So their write-up says he doesn't have to replicate the skill set of Tyreek Hill.
Nobody's asking him to.
But he does have the speed to break away from defenders in open space as the number three pass-catching option in the Chiefs' aerial attack. Here's what he put up, which was very solid last year, right? Hardman has a faster gear than the two wideouts they signed. Okay, mm-hmm, great. Mm-hmm. More reliable pass catcher than one of them. MVS, according to the stats. Hardman's rapport with quarterback Patrick Mahomes should pay immediate dividends. He's arguably the most dynamic playmaker of the Chiefs wide receiver group. I don't feel like he's a best kept secret, though.
No, everybody's talking about him.
Secret would be, well, they've got to wait to unleash him. Now he's been around a while, so I figure that doesn't really resonate on that scale for me.
Yeah, he's not on that list. If somebody was coming up to me and said to me, hey, what's the best kept secret on the Chiefs? Tell me something I don't know, somebody I don't know about a lot about. I would say Nick Bolton, and he's going to be one of those guys this year that I'm going to just enjoy watching, I think, every Sunday, Josh, because we did last year. I mean, he was one of those guys that never looked like he had a rookie wall, never looked like there was a rookie curve. I mean, that guy hit the ground running and stayed running all season long. I thought Nick Bolton was really good last year. But again, if you're not watching the Chiefs every day, who's the middle linebacker for the Jets? Who's the middle linebacker for the Vikings? Who's the middle linebacker? Whatever team it is, right? You don't know. I think Nick Bolton, though, is a secret, and by the end of this season, I think the NFL world is going to know about Nick Bolton and who he is, and he's going to be that guy that everybody circles. All right, you got to watch out for this guy. We got to know where he is on every single play. I think maybe even before the season's over, he's going to emerge into that guy that you have to know where he is on every single play. And his numbers speak for themselves. Double-digit tackles every single game. That's what you want your linebackers to have. And so that's why I think, for my money right now, I think Nick Bolton is the best-kept secret nationally on this Chiefs team.
I think that's a good one. I could also make the case for the offensive line. I feel like that's a best-kept secret. They're really, really good.
Yeah. But everybody knows Creed, and, you know.
I don't know that everybody knows Creed.
I think
we know Creed around here.
That's fair.
And Trey Smith, for sure. But I don't think there's a lot of people around the NFL probably paying attention to a fifth, sixth round offensive guard.
Yeah.
They may know Joe Tooney. Like, oh, that guy came from the Patriots, right?
Right.
Orlando Brown Jr. Oh, yeah, he came from the Ravens, right?
Mm-hmm.
I may make the case for offensive line.
Okay.
I think certainly the two rookies, but maybe the entire group as a whole would be the best kept secret in Kansas City. That's going to be your key to a lot, the growth of this offensive line together. and namely those two rookies and how they continue to progress. I don't know how many rookies anymore, right? I just don't know how many people pay attention to that to a late round guard.
Yeah, a late round guard.
And they should, because he's really, really good.
He's unbelievable. And the center could be the best in football right now, right? And then, you know, I think Kennard's going to be that guy on the right side. You may have a rookie starting again this year on the offensive line. And I'm good with that, man. You're drafting these guys for a reason. This isn't baseball where you have to house them in the minor leagues for 17 years before they get the opportunity mid-season to come up and have a couple at bats. It's the NFL. You're playing your rookies right away and they're starting right away. That's a credit to you for busting your ass out there and knowing what you're doing in the draft. And that's why I hope Kennard is a guy that you got in the later rounds, you know, in the fifth round. I hope he's a guy that just starts right away at that right tackle spot, because I think they have an opening at the right tackle spot right now.
I hope they're right on that one. I'm just not counting on it. Like, I'm not going to just going to put my bar as every year they're just going to have a late round pick that's a star along the offensive line.
Why? They've already done it once.
I know. I feel like that they're
come
just
on, Josh.
They're just trying to talk you into it. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here's our next guy we got late in the draft. Oh, nobody was sleeping on this guy. Watch out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just not going to put them in that camp every single year. If they do, great. But we also heard good things about Lucas Niang, who's suddenly now fallen off the picture.
Like, well,
2 years ago, we heard great things about Lucas Niang.
Then he took the year off, and then he got hurt.
And then, you know, he's battled some injuries since he's been back. So we'll see. I'm just not putting that kind of bar on him. But I would say offensive line is, to me, in the unsung hero department, or best kept secret department for the Chiefs. I'm certainly much more so than a guy that's been on your roster at a wide receiver for a few years.
I hate to say this, but I mean, I think that year off for COVID is probably going to have a big time effect on Lucas Niang. I mean, you didn't play for an entire year. It's not like you were injured or something and you were rehabbing and you couldn't play the entire year. You weren't there the entire year. That sets you back a little bit. Then you had the injuries. And so year three, we'll see what he's capable of doing. And it's only going to be year two for Lucas Niang. But I think when they drafted him, the expectations were very high for him. And then because of circumstance, I don't know that the expectations are at that level anymore.
We found a new candidate to be an umpire in Major League Baseball.
Oh.
You got to work your way up sometimes. So I guess if you're at like lower level NCAA regional action,
mm-hmm.
maybe you're that guy. But I believe there's an umpire from the Henderson State Northeastern State baseball game that could qualify for the major league.
Well, you were watching
he could be in the major league soon. Mm-hmm. Disregard the terrible television call.
Oh, I think it's awesome.
Listen, what happens in this hot? You throw out the records one.
Yeah, of course.
When you got Henderson State taking on Northeastern State, and you definitely throw out the records when the game is 11-7 in the bottom of the ninth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you throw
11-7 in the bottom of the ninth in a game that was getting really close.
Howard in his previous at bat, 2 outs. Howard into Brothers. The pitch. That one hit high and deep by Blaze Brothers. It's back. It's at the wall. The left fielder can't make the catch. Rounding third base is the runner. The second. Blaze runs into the umpire. Coming into second base, sliding and safe. No, he caught him out. Are you kidding me? The umpire got in Blaze Brothers' way. That's the way the ball game ends. This is a joke. They're going to get together and talk about it.
Well, yes, the guy's name is Blaze Brothers, by the way.
Yes, yeah.
Love that.
The umpire ran into Blaze Brothers trying to get to second on a no-doubt double.
No doubt.
That's the tying run at second base. How is he out? That's the way this season ends for Northeastern State?
Yeah, that's how it ended for Northeastern State.
Yeah, I hate to say it. The umpire's part of the play, man. You got to avoid that guy.
The coach had a terrific meltdown, too.
Oh,
he's
the
out there throwing
great.
Helmets on the field, and
he's
got to be restrained, and they're...
The meltdown was as good as that guy.
It was pretty
with
ugly.
The Braves minor league, that Brian Snitker guy who was throwing like hand grenades and things like that,
when he was doing the crawl.
Yeah, the crawl.
Yeah. he's going nuts. It's pretty good. But the guy's rounding first base and goes bam right with the umpire.
Right. Gotta avoid the ump, man.
Ran it. And then you'd think, one, it's either interference, or two, stay at first base.
Mm-hmm.
That was my point. Like, The guy then got up and ran.
Yeah. Once you hit this brick wall, you probably should just stay
first,
where you are.
Just stay at first base. The two guys collided. They're both on the ground. The runner gets up. The umpire gets up. They go into second base. He's out. He calls him out.
Mm-hmm.
Game's over. They lose like 11-9 or 11-10.
11-10. Tying runs on second.
Tying runs ready to go. And the season comes to an end. And then the coach just loses his bleep.
I mean,
awesome.
It was his meltdown was, yeah, that was a special meltdown. It really was. But the coach, I hate to say it, the coach and the team are wrong. You've got to avoid the umpire. They're part of the playing field. The ball hits the umpire, it hits the umpire. I mean, that's what happens in these games, and you've got to try to avoid them. Was the ump in a bad position? Maybe
yes,
so. You know?
Totally was.
Clearly in a bad position, but I believe it's because it's college, and he had to try to get to second base to see, you know, what that play was going to be, and he was trying to, you know, waddle over there to second base, and, you know, boom, the collision happened, but the runner should have had awareness and got back to first base. Like, there's enough blame to go around for everybody, you know, in this situation. But at the end of the day, that runner has to understand, I just collided with this guy. Let me play it safe and hang out here at first base. And then the manager can go out there and yell all he wants, but it's not going to change the outcome of the play because, again, the umpire is part of the field of play. And if something happens, then something happens. It's just a kind of c'est la vie in this whole thing.
But I think he should be promoted to the majors.
Yeah.
Getting in the way of a game?
Yeah.
Angel Hernandez thought he did a great job yesterday. Yeah. He scored him very, very excellent. Yeah.
Joe West was giving this guy a standing ovation from retirement.
Ump's
right?
Halfway there.
Yeah, he's ready to go, baby.
So I don't know if he's getting promoted out of Henderson State, Northeastern State. Yeah. Probably there for a reason.
I'll monitor the situation.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.